This is Degaris, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers, that is two, three page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 654, entitled The Fine Masculist Art of Verbally Slicing a Feminazi Cunt. Description. This flyer is a user guide to budding biconscious masculists on how to effectively confront monoconscious feminazi bigots, that's MFBs, with a vicious, well-formulated biconscious masculist verbal attack against the bigotry and hypocrisy of monoconscious feminists. The flyer itself. The fine masculist art of verbally slicing a feminazi cunt by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. The gender war has barely started for the simple reason that there are hugely more monoconscious feminists than there are today, January 2024, biconscious masculists. So the millions of verbally bitter confrontations between these two groups have yet to really start. The gender war will not reach its climax until there are millions more masculists, so that millions of monoconscious feminists are personally confronted by these masculists, often in the case where the confronting masculist is her boyfriend, in which case the confrontation may become so bitter that the relationship dies. This flyer is effectively a user guide to near future biconscious masculists to allow them to efficiently confront an utterly brainwashed monoconscious feminazi who has believed all her life that gender oppression is a one-way street, that men are the oppressors and women are the oppressed. Hence women, that is feminists, have every right to be angry at men for the ways that men oppress women. If you're a biconscious masculist, that is, you have had both your feminist and your masculist consciousnesses raised, that is, you are well aware that gender oppression is very much a two-way street, and that in fact women oppress men far worse due to women's many horrible, decades-lasting gender crimes against men, then you will not take kindly to the monoconscious hypocrisy of monoconscious feminists. You will see her as a misandrist, male-dumping, feminazi cunt, a sexist, hypocritical bigot, and she will make you very angry due to her hypocrisy. In the coming few years, as masculist ideas spread, millions of you will be confronting monoconscious feminists for their hypocrisy and misandry. So it's important that the way you confront her is effective, efficient, and an art, a fine masculist art. This flyer aims to give you the intellectual tools, the masculist rhetoric, to enable you to confront your feminist effectively. So, imagine you are in a small group or member of an audience where the speaker is a monoconscious feminist and you intervene. So you need to choose your words very carefully, since if you do it clumsily, you'll probably be shouted down by the many feminists and even male feminists in the audience or in the small group. So you need some pithy sound bites to make your intervention attention grabbing. So here are some suggestions on what you might say. If you are in a feminist audience, then the risk of being hounded down is much greater. So your intervention needs to be more effective than if you are in a small group. So I'll concentrate on that situation, since if it is effective enough for an audience, it ought to be effective for the small group as well. So imagine the speaker feminist makes some remark like, quote,
"Women need to oppose the patriarchy and take power for themselves to free themselves from male oppression," end quote.
You stand up and, being very conscious that you only have a few seconds to get the audience on your side, or that audience will quickly turn on you, which will not be a pleasant experience. So what do you say? What is your opening salvo? Question mark. here's a suggestion. Quote, "You're unquestionably accepting the idea that gender oppression is a one-way street." That should grab the audience's attention. So you follow up immediately with, quote, "In reality, gender oppression is a two-way street. That is, women oppress men too, and in fact far worse, since many of women's gender crimes against men are horrible and last decades. For example, the worst three ways that women oppress men, that is the big three ways that the masses keep harping on, are women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, and women's forced fathering. These gender crimes that women commit against men are far more serious than the relatively minor ways that men oppress women. For maskers, even rape, which is one of the worst ways that men oppress women, is seen as small beer in comparison with the big three that I just mentioned. So bi-conscious maskers, that is, maskers who have had both their feminist and their maskers consciousnesses raised, don't have much patience nor tolerance of monoconscious feminists whom we see, speaking as a maskers myself, as sexist, hypocritical bigots or MFBs, monoconscious feminazi bigots." End quote. At this provocation, there will be an uproar from the feminist audience, so you need now to act fast and speak in a very loud, commanding voice to drown out the feminist din. Quote, "You feminists have had a monopoly over gender politics for six decades, so you take it for granted that you have the right to dump on men in public. Since maskers see women as oppressing men far worse, we see you as arch hypocrites and punish you severely. 99.5% of women are heterosexual, so even the most rabid of feminazi cunts is still dependent on men for her sex. So we maskers have a very effective weapon to force monoconscious feminists to become bi-conscious. And that is to threaten you that if you don't learn some masculism and become bi-conscious, then if you are our girlfriends, then we will become disgusted with you for your monoconsciousness, your sexist, hypocritical bigotry, and then dump you. We maskless target your currently monoconscious male feminist boyfriends and teach them masculism so that they become bi-conscious. And hence expect you to be bi-conscious too. So if you remain monoconscious, then you will run a serious risk of being dumped by your boyfriends. You will then see these ex-boyfriends of yours taking up relationships with bi-conscious feminists, since a bi-conscious feminist is much nicer for a man to be with, to approach, than a monoconscious, male-dumping, feminazi bitch who is repulsive to be with, so are severely punished by masculists by being forced to rot on the shelf, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, and totally rejected both socially and sexually. You feminists have been bitching against men for the past six decades. Well, now it's men's turn to bitch. We maskers have a hatred of women who commit horrible, decades-lasting gender crimes against men. We maskers are abolitionists. We see traditional women, whom we label fluffies, as manslaving, divorce-raping vermin, to be wiped out by being totally ignored. Maskless are at war against fluffies and fluffy feminists. Maskless argue that, thanks to men giving women science-based medicine, women now have a life expectancy of 85 years, so have a career window of half a century, so have a powerful moral duty to FIP up, brackets, FIP, F-I-P, equals financially independent person, by bothering to get a career-competent education at high school and college so that she can be a FIP as an adult and not expect fluffy style to parasite off the labour and money of a man, manslaving him for decades, and in the case of one father in four, divorce raping him, ripping his kids from him with a 90% probability, losing his house to his fluffy ex-wife so she can raise her kids in it, being forced to make child payments to his kids, whom he is barely allowed to see, losing half his stuff and wealth to her, and if she is a real fluffy, being forced to pay her alimony until he dies. Maskers have a burning hatred of fluffies, seeing them as manslaving, divorce-raping vermin to be wiped out. Since fluffies can only be fluffies by getting their financial claws into some gullible, stupid, manslavable man, we maskers educate young men into masculist ideas so that they too become masculists who learn to hate fluffies and ignore them to death, effectively exterminating them. We maskers want the creation of GECs, G-E-C's, Gender Equality Committees, in the parliaments that consist half of female feminists and half of male masculists, so that the gender issues of both sexes are dealt with equally, which is far from being the case today in our currently genocentric world in gender political terms. The maskless politicians in these GECs will push for the fipping of women, for the creation of a fip society, so that fluffydom dies out. They will thoroughly reform the divorce courts and legislate the para, that's paternity rejection right, so that men have the same legislative right as women have with their mara to reject an unwanted pregnancy. The fact that women have the mara, that's maternity rejection right, aka abortion right, but men don't have the para, makes maskers feel a burning hatred against such a massive gender injustice. The maskers GEC politicians will also legislate the OPTAB, O-P-T-A-B, obligatory paternity testing at birth for all births, to block women's paternity fraud, which is one of the greatest of all gender crimes that women commit against men. Perhaps some 10% of all pregnancies involve paternity fraud, forcing men to pay for 2 decades, manslaving him for a kid, quote, in capital letters, that is not even his. Maskers want paternity fraudster women to be put in jail for 15 years for this massive gender crime against men. The maskers aim to create a FIP society to liberate men from decades of manslavery and divorce rape by fluffy women. Vermin. The manosphere, that's men talking about men's issues on the internet, estimate that about 80% of young women at the critical age of 16 choose to become fluffy crappers, choosing to study fluffy crap majors that are economically useless, that the economy does not value, thus making these fluffy crappers fluffies as adults, who expect to manslave and with one chance in 4, divorce rape a man, making her the hated enemy of the masculists, who are the target for severe punishment by being totally ignored to death, dying a slow, miserable death, rotting on the shelf. You feminists have been bitching on men for 6 decades. Now it's our turn to bitch at women against the horrible ways that women oppress men, and far worse than vice versa. We masculists actively educate other men into masculist ideas so that they can exert powerful moral pressure on women, on their monoconscious feminist girlfriends, to fip up, to become bi-conscious and stop dumping on men, or they are severely punished by being dumped and ignored. Masculists are predicting that over the next decade, as masculist ideas spread to most men's minds, that several million young women will suicide over the issue of not flipping up, and hence be viciously rejected by young men, both socially and sexually, forcing them into a slow, miserable death that is so horrible to them that they choose to end their lives, to end the suffering. Masculists are abolitionists. Masculists are at war against fluffies and the fluffy feminists who currently control the divorce courts, butchering the lives of 1 father in 4. A horrendous gender crime. Masculists are full of hate. Masculists are at war. You monoconscious feminists will become bi-conscious and soon, or you will lose your boyfriends once they become bi-conscious. This decade is our decade, the decade in which men become really angry and hateful against the many horrible decades-lasting gender crimes that women commit against men. If you remain monoconscious, then in time, nearly all the men that you come across will have been masculisted And if they see that you are still an MFB, that's monoconscious feminazi bigot, who refuses to see that gender oppression is a two-way street and that women oppress men worse, then these men will bite your fucking head off and make your life a misery by forcing you to rot on the shelf, dying a slow, miserable death, spat at and utterly rejected as vermin, to be exterminated, hated, rejected, totally ignored. Maskers are abolitionists and are at war against fluffies and fluffy feminists whom we aim to exterminate. End quote. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Brackets. Click on the Maskless tab for 650 plus Maskless essays and their videos. See also a London Real interview on masculism at AI will kill 1 billion people, dash. Do we create our exterminators? Question mark. Professor Hugo Degaris, dash. London Real, brackets. See the last half hour of this 2-hour interview for the Maskless segment. These flyers are available in text and video formats on Minds, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, and X. Ciao.